it's always about a two-way attention. An attention to what's presenting through the senses, at the level of the senses, and attention to what's presenting so far as my spiritual sensitivities are concerned. It's got to be both. That's the internal and the external. So to love the neighbor, obviously, we have to attend to our own states. Otherwise, the love of self will come in, and to the degree that we are or aren't aware of that, it'll mess things. But I think if something from the word is shared, then obviously, you know, the Lord can take that so far as the other person is concerned, if it's in a contact, and use it for good, because it's what is of him, despite our state. But in terms of lifting the quality of any contact, whether it's here or out in life, to lift the quality of a contact, I think the degree of awareness we can bring to the situation, awareness of the Lord being the one that governing the contact, that immediately puts us into a different relationship with our own internals, as well as the person that we are interacting with. So we know that in the highest sense, the Lord is the neighbor. That's where you start from, and then it moves down through less abstraction until you get to the coal face of life. But even there, you're still dealing with truth is the neighbor, because it is the neighbor to good. The term neighbor, it's that which is associated with good. So in any contact with another, if the Lord is being remembered, then the contact will involve a sense of the eternal welfare of what is good and true in the situation, because that's what ultimately is the neighbor in the other, you know, if it happens to be a contact with another person, then that's the neighbor in the other person, is the Lord in them and being able to see the Lord in them. And so if we come back to the classes of the neighbor, are they hungry? Do they exhibit hunger, thirst, and being in prison? You know, you could run through the list. And it's about what is bound or suffering so far as what is good and true in them, and being able to, you know, have that expressed more fully, or have them being able to express it more fully. So yeah, you know, there are all these different levels. I think if you just on the individual as person, and you're stuck in person, place, time and space, then you're moving more into what's representative, and perhaps what's representative of a church, as opposed to a real church, genuine church as such.